Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. May I please speak with Regina Bruno?
From what survey?
National Opinion Survey. I am not telling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Definitely, or just probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And can you please tell us what is your age, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
My age?
Yes.
What, 50 years old?
Okay. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
I'm Caucasian.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. Which number?
10.
Extremely motivated, okay? And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
And will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Not very strong.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? Very satisfied.
Somewhat
satisfied. And in which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional elections? I have a short list and I know all are important, but the most important to you, protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, improving K-12 public school education, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, immigration and border security, crime and violence, climate change and environmental issues, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, or the last three, healthcare costs, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, or gun regulation and reform. Most important to you in the next year's congressional election. And I can repeat the list if you want. It's not a problem.
Dad, can you repeat it?
Yeah, no problem. I have protecting our democracy and freedoms, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, improving K-12 public school education, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, inflation and the economy, immigration and border security.
Inflation and the economy.
Okay, this is the most important. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting worse.
How often will you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Will you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
And how often will you say you experience discrimination based on your sexual identity or preference in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
And how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned? Somewhat not
from
very
what?
Concerned?
Taken away from robots?
Being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned? Somewhat, not very, or not at all?
I don't understand that. Can you repeat the question?
Yeah. How concerned are you about rights or freedom being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very, somewhat concerned, not very, or not at all?
Not very concerned.
Okay. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. I'd like to read you some feelings toward some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0, that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you don't feel warm or cold. Okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100.
What's the question now?
The first one on the list, the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. How would you rate that from 0 to 100?
Say that again?
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights. From 0
I
to
really
100.
Don't know much about that.
Oh, never heard of? Okay. Donald Trump, from 0 to 100, how would you rate that?
A 0.
Joe Biden?
A 75.
The Republican Party in general, from 0 to 100? Hello?
Yes, I am thinking about this. The whole Republican Party, that's a hard question to ask because there are some that are that
yes, correct.
I would say 50.
Okay. The National Rifle Association or NRA.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rate that from 0 to 100?
25.
Black Lives Matter, from 0 to 100?
A 75.
Tim Scott?
What? What
do you rate him? Tim Scott.
Dean Scott?
Yes.
I don't even know
him. Okay.
No.
And the last one,
so
Cardinal West.
Cardinal who?
West.
Who is he? The head of the... What?
If you don't recognize the name, it is not a problem. Cornel West.
No.
Okay. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
I don't even know who Cardinal West is, so I would like to find out. I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump.
Okay. If the elections were held today, will you vote for Donald Trump? Correct?
I would not.
Oh, I'm
vote
sorry.
For Donald.
So, Joe Biden?
Yes, I would.
Okay. And how worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat not so worried, or not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement, okay? The first one, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Repeat that question.
Yes. Racism against black people is a big problem.
What is
in
that? Wait. I'm sorry.
Yes?
The first word, register. What are you saying? I'm sorry. I don't quite understand.
Racism.
I'm not.
Racism.
Okay.
Against
racism.
Black people. Yes. Against black people is a big problem in today's society.
I don't think it is a big problem.
Okay, strongly disagree with that, or somewhat disagree?
I strongly disagree with that.
The next one, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
racism with white people?
Discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly
discrimination.
Agree. Someone agrees, someone disagree, or strongly disagree with that.
I disagree.
Okay. And the next one, abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country. Strongly agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree.